It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Hey, good morning and welcome to a Motivational Monday. It's November the 8th. This is Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host. And we're going to get the show underway here right away. I do want to give you one little thing about sports tonight. The Pittsburgh Steelers and the Chicago Bears are on KNTR Sports at 5:30 tonight. That game can be heard on 94.3 or 100.5. As you can tell, I've picked Cher for our music today because every Monday we play a full band or individual. So you're going to hear Cher music all day. And I think one song actually has Sunny in it. So stick around for that. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Do you have your Co-op Connection card? You get that Co-op Connection card for free and you save money at Barron's Landscaping, Barron's Pools, Barron's Security, Baskets of the Heart. Just some of the places that Shriver River. You get that Co-op Connection card, you go around Bullhead, and you can save money at each one of those locations. Could be 5%, 10%, 15%. Just stop by their offices on Hancock Road and pick one up today. We're brought to you by the Laughlin Outlet Mall. We got four great restaurants downstairs, upstairs, clothing stores, sports items, Levi's, sunglasses, chocolate, boots, vitamins, Pendletons, shoes, hats, gifts, watches, art, vape products, and the thrift store. On the front of the building, facing Casino Drive, oh, let's see, we have a pet daycare, a medical clinic, a dollar store, and a nail salon, and much more. Check us out. Walker Service Electric. Keith Walker has electricians all over Mojave County every single day. They're in Kingman, they're in Bullhead, they're in Havasu, taking care of residential issues, commercial issues, new construction, and Highline Power. Trucks are on the road for you. If you need one, call 718-9444. They'll come over today, look at your project. Maybe they can do it today, or maybe they got to come back, and maybe they got to go out and buy some expensive parts. You never know. So call Walker Service Electric if you need an electrician, 718-9444. East West Financial Services, retirement and estate planning can be complicated, but East West Financial Services specializes in retirement planning, estate planning, asset protection, guaranteed retirement income, and investments with principal protection and final expenses. Many plans are available. Call Jack Mafara. He's been doing this for over 20 years in Mojave County. 928-888-9828. All right, into the studio now, and sitting before me, nope, didn't happen, the best made plans, and Carrie Lake did not make it into the studio today, but she is on the phone, and she's about to reach Kingman, as she's coming to Mojave County today, because she has a rally in Lake Havasu City at 5 o'clock this evening. What are your plans between now and 5 o'clock?
First of all, thanks for having me, Larry. I so wish I were sitting in the studio because you know how cell phone services, I don't want it to fall out while we're having the conversation. But I'm speaking to a Republican group in Kingman and then heading over to Lake Havasu City. So I've got a busy day, and I'm so looking forward to going to Mojave County because it's such a great conservative county. A lot of like-minded people there, and it's just wonderful to be up there.
Okay, so now the big question is, at what point in time, after covering campaigns and candidates for years, when did you decide, oh, I think I want to be governor?
And that's a good question, because I covered Arizona for 27 years. And
right.
And a lot of elections and a lot of politicians, and I used to say I'm a connoisseur of political ads, because during the news, they would always run, you know, pay to run their ads, and we'd have to sit through them and listen to them. And I would always say to my co-anchor, John, who in their right mind, what kind of a normal person would ever run for politics and go into politics? Because it's just, you know, lying and corruption and, you know, all of that. So here I am. I leave the corrupt world of media, and I end up running for governor. I'll be honest. Oh, shoot. I'm just seeing somebody's kind of on the side of the road in trouble. So hopefully they're okay. Anywho, I decided to run because I left TV.
Right.
And people started to reach out to me and say, we need somebody with integrity. You have integrity. We trust you. You've covered the state. We need someone like you to run for politics. There's nobody good running for governor, and we're going to be stuck with a Katie Hobbs or worse. And, you know, at first I thought, well, that's really sweet of you to say that, but no, I don't want to go into the corrupt world of politics. And then I had a friend sit me down, and he kind of laid out who was running. And he said, look, none of these people are electable. They're never going to win in November. We're going to end up with Katie Hobbs. We need somebody like you, conservative, who understands the state and who has the name, ID, and love for this state to actually win in November. And so when that was kind of placed on my shoulders, it was kind of like, you either run or we're going to end up with a socialist running Arizona. I decided to really give it some thought and decided to do it. And, you know, here we are, 5 months in. We have the most exciting campaign and candidacy in the whole country. We have more volunteers than any campaign in the whole country. We have more donors, and these are everyday regular people donating to our campaign, than any other campaign in Arizona state history. We have a real movement afoot here, Larry, and it's so exciting because people are tired of these career politicians, these lobbyists, lawyers, and bureaucrats running. We keep electing those type of people, and we keep getting the same outcome, and it's not a good outcome for the people of Arizona.
And you're
I'm really pleased.
And you're pretty fortunate. You have already received an endorsement from former President Trump, who was also kind of an outsider when he ran.
Yes, I am so thrilled to have President Trump's endorsement. I mean, that is the biggest endorsement in all of politics. And, you know, he recognizes that we need an outsider right now. We can't elect these career politicians. He also knows I'm going to be tough. I'm a fighter just like he is. I'm going to be tough on, you know, the border. I'm going to be tough on crime. We've got to back the blue in this state. We can't defund the police. We have to fully fund the police. I'm going to be tough when it comes to the teachers' unions who are pushing this curriculum that's poisoning our children's minds. And most importantly, I'm going to go after the corrupt media because I think most of the people out there listening would agree that the corrupt media is the biggest threat to this country. They're lying. They're not giving us the truth. And we need somebody who understands how they operate, who can go right back at them. And I have proven to do that. I don't know if you've seen any of my interviews with CNN or NBC. I'm ready and able to go after the media for once and for all. We need to let the whole world know how bad and what propaganda they're pushing right now.
Well, I think that the average person can watch a newscast, no matter, I don't care who it is, and sit back and see that they're kind of showing you what they want you to see. They're not showing you the whole picture, and they're leaving bits and pieces out. So, Carrie, look back at your entire life and tell me, what was your biggest accomplishment so far?
I think, on a personal level, is being a mom. You know, I'm raising two kids. One of them's 18, one of them's 17. And I just really realized that putting forth good, competent young adults into the world is a really big accomplishment. I believe that as my accomplishment as a journalist, I've always been a fair journalist and told the stories of Arizona, covered Arizona fairly. And when I felt that I could no longer do that, I, rather than sit there and collect a paycheck, I said, you know what? I will walk away from my comfortable life. I'll walk away from the paycheck. I will not do a job that has become immoral and unethical.
Right.
And so I think that shows a lot of character. And that's what we need in our governor's office. We need somebody who knows right from wrong, who has the ability to do the right thing and has the backbone to do the right thing. I mean, we brought in a governor this last go around who had, was a CEO of an ice cream company, and he had the, you know, business experience. As everyone says, oh, we need business experience. Where did that get us when COVID hit? He shut our state down twice. He shut our businesses down. My husband has a small business. He shut our businesses down twice. And our churches and our schools, it's unconscionable what our governor did. And I'm very, I say that, but I'm very happy we did have a Republican in office, because it could have been worse. I saw what happened in some of these blue states where it was just complete madness as these tyrants took over and shut things down for a long time. And they still haven't recovered in some of those states. So I'm ready to take on this role, leading our state. I understand the issues of Arizona. I've covered them for 27 years. I know the people of this state. And I'm ready to bring in some really quality people who are not just the bureaucrats and the typical members of the machine that kind of run this state. We need to bring in new blood and get some of this corruption out of our state.
You know,
and that's what I'm ready to do.
And you mentioned Back to Blue. And in Bullhead City, we've had two Back to Blue. We don't call them parades because you've got to get a parade permit and all that good stuff. And we even go down Highway 95, which means you've got to get a ADOT permit. But we've had two Back to Blue caravans the last 2 years. And a former city council member, Tammy Ring, is preparing to do another one as we speak. It's going to be coming up just in another month or so here in Bullhead City.
That's great.
Carrie, can you tell us what organizations so far have supported you?
You know what? I have not been really pursuing a lot of endorsements. I'm looking for the endorsement of the people of Arizona. I've been blessed to have some big endorsements come my way, but I'm not out trying to, you know, knock down every door and say, hey, I need an endorsement. I'm looking for the endorsement of the people of Arizona. I've been very blessed to have President Trump endorse me. I've also got the endorsement of what I believe is one of the greatest congressmen of all time, Congressman Paul Gosar. I have the endorsement of the former director of national intelligence, the man who declassified the deep state, Rick Grenell. Mike Lindell has endorsed me. He is a man who has put so much on the line to try to get to the bottom of what happened in our elections. And I also have General Michael Flynn endorsing me. So these are endorsements that just came my way without me having to, you know, go beat down doors to get endorsements. I don't really care all that much about endorsements. I care about the endorsement of the people of Arizona.
Okay.
I'm working, of course. I would love to have the endorsement of the police unions, and I believe that I may end up getting those. But again, it's not really about the endorsements, because you look at the people I'm running against, they've got 30 plus years in the world of politics. They are political insiders, political hacks, and of course they're going to get their other political insiders who've known them for 30 years and who are really hoping to keep the status quo. They're going to endorse these people. And I'm an outsider to politics, so I don't really care to have a bunch of political endorsements that don't mean anything to the people of Arizona.
Okay, let's take our first break, and we're going to come back and chat more. We have a listener calling in. We're going to get them on the line. Stick around. We'll be right back with Carrie Lake some more here right after this.
You are never too young or too old to plan for retirement. Hello, I'm Jack Mafara with East West Financial. Planning for retirement is often put off. However, the more you put it off, the more it may cost you. It is important because it will have an impact on the rest of your life. Guaranteed retirement income planning is my specialty. I have over 30 years experience helping people plan and manage their retirement. Call me. Let's talk. Questions are free. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
Your dream wedding, shower, reunion, or a corporate event can come true at Laughlin Ranch, Arizona's premier golf course, clubhouse, and spa. Minutes from the Laughlin Strip, Laughlin Ranch offers stunning views of the Black Mountains, great food and drink, flexible reception areas inside and out. For celebrations of all sizes, learn more at LaughlinRanch.com or call 928-404-6006.
Multi-grain pancakes, veggie omelets, fiesta burritos, avocado toast. Yep, just some of the breakfast items at the new ProFit Kitchen in Bullhead City. Healthy, filling, and great tasting. Check it out today. Riverview Mall at the end of Marina. ProFit Kitchen has a full breakfast, full lunch, and complete dinner menu. Plus nitro coffees, organic teas, protein shakes, custom drinks, and wellness shots. Plus meal prep solutions. Try ProFit Kitchen today. You'll be glad you did, and so will your body. ProFit Kitchen, Riverview Mall.
Are you in the process of relocating to Southern Nevada? Well, consult the people who know the market like the back of their hand. This is Kevin Barbarita, and as a local for over 35 years, not only do I know this area, I know the people, the community, and the buying opportunities before anyone else. I've sold thousands of homes and have received many awards. I can attest that Barbarita Realty Consultants can and will make your buying experience an easy one. Call me, let's talk, 702-420-9321.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, CEO of Mojave Mortgage. You've heard everyone under the sun talk about low interest rates lately. In fact, interest rates are on the rise, and I want to help as many Mojave County homeowners take advantage of these low interest rates before they're gone forever. As I've said in the past, refinancing now is the biggest no-brainer in the history of no-brainers, and I still stand by that. Visit MojaveMortgages.com. That's MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage, tall on integrity, short on fees.
NMLS number 1830581.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host, and we're brought to you each and every day by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Do you often think you pay too much for insurance? Well, sit down with Greg or Stephanie. Show them your policies and tell them what you're paying, and let them see if they can take your life insurance policy, your auto insurance, your home insurance, and your commercial insurance. Maybe they can bundle those and save you some money. It doesn't hurt to spend a couple minutes and ask them. And ask about the life insurance policy that also pays for long-term patient care. We never know if that's going to happen to us. And so that's an option that might be worth looking into. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair. Transmission services start at $99 for most vehicles. You change your oil on a regular basis, but when's the last time you thought about that transmission oil? Speaking of an oil change, you get a free oil change with a tune-up. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair. A complete service. Call 444-1244 or stop by. They're on the top of the hill on Alta Vista, right behind Hobby Lobby. ProFit Kitchen, the all-new healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall. Healthy breakfast, healthy lunch, and healthy dinners. And you'll find they're tasty, they're filling, and good for you. Don't ask me how he does it. It's all up to Eric. Nitro coffees, organic teas, protein shakes, and meal prep solutions. Check it out. Check out the full menu at ProFitKitchen.com. Spell it right, KITCHIN.com. If you can cook, stop by and see Eric. If not, well, you know, it's okay. He opens every day at 7, on the weekends at 9. Spot On. Processing credit cards has never been easier. Spot On is locally operated with a local representative available for the setup and the processing. There's no hidden fees, no long-term contracts. Month-to-month is available. Funding is available the next day, and Spot On integrates Google and Apple Pay. Spot On services Kingman, Bullhead City, Lake Havasu, Needles, Laughlin, and Henderson. Yes, call Thane O'Brien at 706, that's 928, 706-2784. All right, we're going to go back onto the phone here, and boom. Okay, we should have Carrie Lake, and we have a caller on the line. Caller, did you have a question?
Yes, I do. Matt Salmon has been on Speak Out twice in the last couple months or so. I really like what he has to say. My question to you is, why should I vote for you instead of Matt Salmon?
Go ahead, Carrie.
Hey, Larry?
Yeah, go ahead.
Wait, what was the last part of his question? Why should I vote for me? Why shouldn't he vote for me?
Yeah, you versus Matt Salmon.
Well, I mean, if you want basically a McCain disciple, if you like John McCain and you like the McCain politics, then Matt's your guy. Matt is a career politician who is in it for lining his own pockets, and he's in it for protecting his buddies. And we need to get rid of these career politicians. We keep voting for the same type of people and getting the same results.
What would you do differently?
What would I do differently? First of all, I'd clean house and get rid of some of the corruption in our state government. Matt's going to bring his same old crone in. I mean, Matt Salmon is supported by guys on the Maricopa Board of Supervisors. These were the same people who were trying to stop the forensic audit. They did not want to get to the bottom of the corruption in our election. And that's unbelievable. All of these guys down at the state house that are were opposed to getting to the bottom of our election. Are you there?
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I heard a busy signal in that area that I lost you. You know, we've got to get rid of these corrupt politicians. And Matt Salmon talks a lot about his first two terms in Congress and how he walked away, term limits, self-imposed term limits, but he doesn't talk about his third term in Congress. Matt's third term in Congress, he spent a lot of time voting with Obama and trying to convince other Republicans to vote with Obama. Everything Matt tries to accuse me of, he's guilty of. Matt has a really shoddy and shady past when you look at his lobbying at ASU. He's completely in bed with China. He was for keeping the Confucius Institute at China. And if you know anything about the Confucius Institute at ASU,
Did we lose you? Uh-oh. She went around a bush. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and jump into another break. Just a little early, but that's okay. We can do things to make things work. All right. She'll call right back. And, in fact, let me do this. Speak out 2.0.
Yeah, I've got a question for Carrie Lake.
Okay, hold on just 1 minute, okay? All right, let me take a break. We're going to come right back, and we'll have Carrie Lake back on the phone, and we'll have this listener ask their question also. Stick around, 702-298-1063 if you have a question. Hey, thanks for listening to Speak Out 2.0. Our call-in line, if you have a question for our guest, is 702-298-1063. Write that down, 702-298-1063. We'll be right back after this break.
Are you seeking a career opportunity in a healthcare setting where you can make a difference in the lives of others every day? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center is looking for compassionate, caring individuals to join our team. If you're a nurse, certified nursing assistant, work in environmental or dietary, we would love to meet with you. Apply online today at thelegacyrehab.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services agents have built relationships with you, one conversation at a time. And we're as committed as ever to providing you with that level of service. As part of your community, we're here for you, answering insurance questions and helping make sure your financial goals are on track.
Your Farm Bureau expert in Bullhead City is Greg Eidness. Call 763-8464.
Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Getting a business loan can be a lengthy and complicated process with hidden fees and interest charges from big financial institutions. Spot On Capital provides quick capital advances so you can invest in growth or solve short-term cash flow needs. Get a loan offer delivered directly to your dashboard. Complete a quick application and your funds are deposited directly to your account as soon as the next business day. Repay as you earn. No interest charges, hidden fees, or monthly minimums.
Call Thane O'Brien today, 928-706-2784 or T. O'Brien with an E at spoton.com.
The last time you needed an electrician, did you ask a friend for help or did you call Mr. Bubba's Power? Walker Service Electric are the professionals, servicing Mojave County for over 27 years. Professional workmanship and the work is performed at a fair price. Walker has stayed in business with satisfied customers, holding those standards high. Walker Service Electric performs residential work, commercial, and industrial. If you need an electrician, call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that, your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
I have scheduled to make.
So hold on.
I'll just go one more thing.
All right, welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Local and visitors take their pets there for a day, week, or longer. Vacations are no longer a problem. Dog training is available, one-on-one or group classes, and they now have protection dog training. Pets love it at Risen Star. Call 754-3006. My wife took Max there this morning. He's going to be there for the rest of the week. Mojave Mortgage, if you're looking for some money, a vacation home, an investment home, a refi, possibly a pool in the backyard, call the president and CEO, Chad Hansen. Now, someone else is going to answer the phone to say, give me to Chad. He's the guy with the money. He's the guy with the key to the vault. You know, vault's underground. It's the size of Dot Foods. You know, every shelf has money on it. Call 288-2691 and make your appointment to see Matt. Go in, sit down, fill out a couple pieces of paper. You need $300,000 for a new house, and he goes down in the basement, pops back up out of the vault. He's got a silver platter with $300,000 on it. It's that simple. Almost. Call him up, 288-2691. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. You know, Rick that owns Perkins, he is getting ready for Thanksgiving. He's going to have his special Thanksgiving meal. $15.99 for adults, $6.99 for kids. Thanksgiving Day only. All the, you know, the turkey, all the fresh ingredients. Because he goes in there and does it himself. This doesn't come from Perkins National. This is Rick doing it for you for a great Thanksgiving dinner. Go in there. $15.99 for adults, $6.99 for kids. You're going to love it. Then you can take home a pie. All right. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club is kicking off a fall season of savings. Annual passes, Sundowner passes, discounts for seniors, discounts for active and retired military and first responders. See why Laughlin Ranch is the number 4 golf course in Arizona. Yes. All right. Check it out at LaughlinRanch.com. The public's always welcome. TWN Communications, fiber internet, digital TV, TV streaming, digital phone, TV streaming is all coming. Stay tuned with TWN Communications. In partnership with MEC, you can bundle your services. Check it all out at the new website. Listen carefully, TWN.com, C-O-M-M for communications, .com for, again, TWN.com. All right, or call 888-227-2095. All right, real quickly back on the phone, and we have another caller here with a question. Go right ahead, sir. Hello? Sir? Are you there? Maybe not. Okay, Carrie, you're back, right?
I'm sorry, I'm losing. I don't have a lot of service. I'm driving through on 93, and I lost you last time, so hope my cell service holds up here.
All of us in Mojave County totally understand. We know that road all but too well. Let me ask you this question. You mentioned a couple things about Ducey and hurting small businesses in our schools. What's he been doing right, in your opinion? Uh-oh. You got to love the roads in Mojave County. And obviously she's in Mojave County because she told me she went through Wiki Up already. So you're up in Mojave County and you're slowly approaching I-40. Let's see here. Tell you a couple things going on. You know, the Bullhead City Senior Campus has a complete calendar of activities. The center is located at 2275 Train Road in Bullhead City. And you can call Kim Cool and talk to her about it. You can get on her email list and she will send you all the activities going on at the Senior Center. Call Kim at 928-763-0193. And once again, the Colorado River Historical Society and Museum is selling honey-baked hams. The last day to order is Thanksgiving on the 23rd, okay? Suzanne is going to rush to Kingman, or rush to Vegas, and pick them up and bring them back, and you'll be able to pick them up at her residence between 6 and 8. You can call her and order a ham now at 928-234-4808. Those are honey-baked hams. You can't do that at home. Those are honey-baked. Yeah, that's what I want to make sure she was, you know, not back there yet. Okay, honey-baked hams, and you can't do that at home. So if you want one, call Suzanne, 928-234-4807. All right. Coming up this Saturday is the Kingman Marine 246, which I guess that's their number, birthday ball. Maybe they're 246 years old. It's a birthday ball on the Beale Street celebrations. It's at 5:30, and it kicks off with the Kingman Marine Corps League. And I don't have a number. Yes, I do. Hold on. I'll give you a number. Let me find this guy in my phone here real quick. It's not popping up. All right, moving on. Lee Greenwood is at the Riverside on the 11th through the 13th. You want to get some patriotic songs out of Lee Greenwood. Wow. At the Riverside, call 702-298-2535, extension 616, to make your reservations. Kingman Chamber of Commerce has a mixer on the 18th at Hooch's in Kingman, 5:30 until 7 o'clock. Call the chamber for more information. And why didn't I put their number down? I don't know. The Bullhead City Museum invites you from 10 to 3 to see Simon Garcia from the Aha Macav performing bird dances, and this is on the 20th. If you've ever seen a bird dance performed by a true Indian from the tribe, they're spectacular to watch. So write that down on the 20th, Saturday, from 10 to 3, you're going to see, at 10 o'clock and 3 o'clock. That's what it is. 10 o'clock and 3 o'clock, you're going to see him perform. Any questions, call the museum at 928-754-3399. And then they're going to be in studio, but coming back to the Riverside with a Carpenters Holiday Show. They're not the real Carpenters, obviously. We lost Karen many years ago. But they perform all the Carpenters music, and they're going to be back at the Riverside the 23rd, the 24th, the 25th, 26th, 27th, and 28th of this month. Yes, you want to see a fabulous show. My wife and I went and saw them last year when they were here. Call 702-298-9. 298-2535, extension 616, to see that program. And they're going to be in studio that week, so we'll have them on the program. But get ready for that. And Carrie must be in a real bad spot. We're waiting for her to call back any second here. Darcy Lynn, yes. If you ever saw Darcy Lynn on America's Got Talent, she is coming to the E Center at the Aquaria, next door at the Edgewater. 8 p.m. on the 27th, which is Thanksgiving weekend, call the Aquarius. Call the Edgewater. Get it right, Larry. Call the Edgewater at 702-298-2453. And you can make your, make a reservation. Pick them up. Speaking of the Senior Center, they got an indoor cornhole tournament coming up on the December the 3rd. Again, call Kim Cool, 763-0193. Anything that goes on at that campus, Kim Cool knows all about. And they have games. She emails me her calendar, and it would take me the rest of the hour to read it because there's so much going on. If you are a senior and you're not connected with the senior campus in Bullhead City, you need to be. Call 763-0193. If it goes to voicemail because she's busy, she will call you back. She always does. Do want to remind you the rest of the week here, I'm going to be gone. I'm going to be off the rest of the week. I will be back on Monday at our new time with the time change to be 12 o'clock. We did this 10 o'clock show because we had committed to Kerry Lake a couple months ago. We were going to do this, and they committed last week. They will be here. And then, of course, last minute plans change, and she's on the phone. And, of course, she's somewhere out in the middle of I-93 and or I-11. And has no service. So she will call back as soon as she possibly can, and we will get her on the line. Let's see, some of the other activities that are going on around our community. I do want to remind you that the Laughlin Walk-In here in the mall, if you're over here in Laughlin and every time, if you're dizzy or you got, you just don't feel well, minor burns, cuts, lacerations, anything of that nature, they'll take good care of you. And all you have to do is stop by right here in the Laughlin Mall. They're open, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And Sunday, or Monday through Saturday, 8 to 8. And then on Sundays, 8 to 2, 10 to 2. So if you need those services, stop by right here in the mall. Let's talk about Revive Behavioral Health. You've heard about them. They're on Silver Creek Road. Unfortunately, almost every single family in America has been touched with someone in their family that has an addiction, whether it be drugs, alcohol, pain pills, whatever. But if you want to get them some true help, Revive Behavioral Health is the place in Bullhead City that provides that. Men and women, 90 beds, so no one is turned down. Call 928-296-8898, and they will take care of you. They will tell you what it takes to get in. Basically, they go from Mojave Mental Health, I believe. They do a fantastic job, and the program is based upon however long you know, your insurance is going to allow you to be there. So they do take Medicare. They do take access. So, again, Revive Behavioral Health in Bullhead City. You know, the Mojave County Sheriff's Office has canine units, and they're funded by a foundation. The foundation pays for the dogs, pays for their food, pays for everything. Not you and me, the taxpayers. We don't do that. So you realize there's five dogs working in Mojave County right now. That officer, that deputy on the street has a partner with him because we support the Canine Foundation. Go to Mojave County. Actually, it's MCSK9F.com and find out something. They do a lot of activities around our town. They're constantly trying to raise money for the Canine Foundation. So maybe you can show up at one of those activities and participate. The Lions Club in Bullhead City, they are constantly supplying glasses and testing students in the classroom at the schools to see if kids can see. The worst thing in the world is for a child to be sitting in the third row at school and the teacher's writing on the board and they can't see it. And they probably don't know to go home and tell mom or dad. They don't know to tell the teacher, I can't see that. Can you move me closer? Can you get me a pair of glasses? Well, that's exactly what the Lions Club does. So to get involved in the Lions Club, I'm going to tell you who the contact is. Carolyn Stewart at the Bullhead Elementary District, or my friend Janice Young. You can call Janice at 928-514-5062. And Janice will be more than happy to inform you what they do, how they do it, and when they meet. I'm going to take a break right now and invite you to come back. And we're going to try and get Carrie Lake back on the phone and continue our conversation. And she's promised that she will be back again in studio. Stick around for that. All right. A little more Cher for you. Bang, bang.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to participate with your pups in their group dog training classes. From protection dog training to obedience and even certified for service animal training. Don't forget grooming. Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit RisenStarKennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
Mojave Electric members, orders are in. Now it's time to pick up your Operation Cool Shade trees. This year's pickup locations are at the Anderson Auto Group Fieldhouse on November 13th from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. and at the Pinyon Pines Fire District on November 20th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. For more information, call 928-763-1100 or visit MojaveElectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Are you thinking, what are we doing for Thanksgiving? Worry no more. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City is fixing your homemade Thanksgiving dinner. A custom, made-from-scratch traditional meal, made fresh only Thanksgiving Day. Turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, green beans, yams, dinner roll, cranberry sauce, and a slice of pie. All for $15.99. Kids, $6.99. Only at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Only in Bullhead City and only on Thanksgiving Day. Leave the cooking to Rick.
Have you heard the good news? Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN Communications to bring you a fast internet solution using fiber optics. Whether you're streaming from home or need a customized solution for your business, we have a plan for you. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
Warmer weather brings out scorpions, sun spiders, and other creepy crawlers. Nobody wants a spider bite or scorpion sting, especially your children and your pets. Barron Pest Solutions can help prevent bug bites and stings. With a monthly scheduled treatment plan indoors and outside, you'll rest comfortably knowing your pets and children are safe. Barron certified technicians know the proper products to use and the correct way to treat your home or office. Call Barron Pest Solutions today, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions.
It's common knowledge you should get an oil change every 3,000 miles. But did you know a tranny service should happen every 40,000? Family-owned and operated with over 80 years of experience in the industry, ATCO Transmission can save you thousands in unexpected repairs and overhauls with a $99 transmission service. It's no different than getting your fluids checked or that regular oil change. ATCO is known for giving your vehicle full attention until it's running like it should. ATCO Transmission, the big blue building located off Hancock right behind Hobby Lobby.
Welcome back to Speak Up 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you each and every day by Barron Services, experts in alarms. Home or commercial, complete installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring. Experts in pools, complete design and complete installation. Experts in pest solutions, residential and commercial. And Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. Call now for a scheduled treatment. Or call about a pool or call about an alarm system. One number, 758-5499. Arizona Comfort Solutions. If it's not quite comfortable in your home right now, open your front door. If it's not quite comfortable in your home or your office, well, you know, call the professionals. Have them come in and service your unit. They can take care of... Is this Carrie?
No, this is Kenny.
Hold on, Kenny. Okay, let me get back to Kenny here. Arizona Comfort Solutions can take care of all your thermostats, all your air conditioning, and your swamp coolers. All you got to do is call one number, 758-2400. They're the experts. They got all the certificates. They're good. They're really good. Call them, 758-2400. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, they continue to be a 4-star rated facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They continue to constantly sanitize and test everyone for COVID as required. Legacy services include physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapy. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, call 758-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Barbarita Realty Consultants, Kevin Barbarita himself, has over 35 years experience in Bullhead City and Laughlin with real estate. First time buyers, no problem. Foreclosures, no problem. Home sellers, come right on in. Luxury homes, he's got them. New construction, also no problem. And property management, senior communities, short sales, and timeshares. Barbarita Realty Consultants, 702-420-9321. All right, we're going to go to the phone here. Hi, Kenny, how are you? Hello, Kenny.
Yes. If Carrie comes back, I just wanted to ask her if it seems as though one side seeks power and the other side only campaigns. I was wondering if she might have a comment about that if she comes back.
Okay. If I get her back on here, I will sure ask her. I've texted her manager and said, I'm waiting for her to call back, and even the manager hasn't responded, so she might be the one driving. I'm not sure, but if I get her back, she's going to be in Kingman here in another hour or two, and then she's going to be at a rally in Havasu at 5 p.m. tonight. So if I don't get her back, Kenny, you can buzz north or south and ask her that question yourself.
Okay.
All right, Thank Kenny. You. Thank you, buddy. All right. Okay, let's sit here and punt while we're waiting for Carrie to call back. I hope it happens. Yeah. You know, all the police departments in Mojave County just partnered up with the DEA and they did a drug take back. This was an opportunity for everyone to clean out their medicine cabinets, or especially those of a loved one that passed away. What do you do with all those meds? You know, if you had a loved one that was in their senior years and they were on 5 or 6 prescriptions, what do you do with them? Every senior just went, only 5 or 6? Yeah. You can take them to the local police department. In Mojave County, Mojave Valley, you can take them to the Fort Mojave Indian Tribal Police Department. 8494 Highway 95 in Mojave Valley. They're open 24/7. That means they probably have a drop box, those old mailboxes. The Mojave County Sheriff's Office on Vanderslice, they're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. You can drop them off there. In Kingman, two locations, the Kingman Police Department and Andy Devine. Now, they do have an old mailbox, 24/7. You can go in the lobby and just drop them in there. Or you can take them to the Mojave County Sheriff's Office on Beale. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. in Bullhead City, the Bullhead City Police Department. They have a slot right there on the counter. You just walk in, pop them in there. All right. Peach Springs, the Hualapai Nation Police Department on Diamond Creek and Diamond Bar. They both have locations. They both have drop boxes Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. The Lake Havasu City Sheriff's, Mojave County Sheriff's Department, they have one out there on the highway, Highway 95. From 8 to 5, they're open Monday through Friday. In town, the Kingman, In town, the Lake Havasu City Police Department has a drop box. It's also available Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, right there on McCulloch. And here in Laughlin, the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department has a drop box. They're up there, 101 on Silver Creek, on Civic Way, Suite Number 3. And you just walk in there to the police department, drop them off Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Now, when I say drop them off, what they'd literally like to see you do is, as I was saying, what they really like to see you do is leave them in the prescription bottles in your vehicle. Then you drive to the police department, and then you can take them all and throw them in a plastic bag and walk in and drop them. They don't want the bottles. They want to know your name. They don't want to know who they were prescribed to. They don't care. That gets rid of them nice and clean and perfect. So take them to any one of those locations. If you didn't get it, you know where I'm at. You can always call me and ask me. Nation's Finest. Yes, this is an organization for veterans. Their service programs include taking care of low-income veterans that are at risk of homelessness or becoming homeless, and those that are homeless that are looking for some temporary assistance. They're at 1343 Hancock Road. You can stop by and see them. Can you reach? Okay, we're trying to make efforts here to get her back before we go off the air in 7 minutes. And Paul Lavoie kicks in from Lake Havasu City. This will be my last opportunity to introduce Paul Lavoie for a while because, like I said, I'm going to be off the rest of this week. When I come back the following week, a week from today, we move to 12 o'clock noon in Arizona, 11 o'clock over here in Nevada. But in Arizona, we'll be on from noon to 1 for, you know, during the time change. Hey, can you adopt a kettle? Yes, you most certainly can with the Salvation Army. They invite you to come by and talk to them and see if you want to adopt a kettle. So call them in Bullhead City or stop by. They're right there behind the bank. Mojave Area Partnership, promoting educated decisions. That is MAPPED, M-A-P-P-E-D. I'm a board member for them. They meet one Thursday a month. Lots of programs that they participate in, the Walk Away from Drugs. We just did that last week. They also have recovery during Recovery Month. They have Recovery in the Park. We just did that a couple months ago. They also support and help out AZYP, Bullhead City Police Department, Bullhead City Fire Department, Legacy, YADA in Lake Havasu City, Coles Cares, West Care, Mojave Community College, Mojave County Health Department, SAD, and the Boys and Girls Club. So for more information, you can call, because everybody wants a number, you know. Who do you call if you want to talk to about that? You can call Carol Finkenstein. She's our president, 928-219-2582. All right. Where are we at? Don't you wish the phone would ring right now? I do. Hey, you know, when I read our sponsors each day, if you ever go into Mojave Excel, Mojave Electric, if you ever go into the mall, if you ever go into Keith Walker, Walker Service Electric, East West Financial Services, Barbarita Realty Consultants, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Arizona Comfort Solutions, Barron Services, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Spot On, Atco Transmission and Auto Repair, ProFit Kitchen, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding and Training, Mojave Mortgage, Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, Laughlin Ranch, or TWN. Tell them thanks. Thanks for bringing you the show, and thanks for sponsoring our program, because without them, number one, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be able to bring you Carrie Lake or Matt Salmon or anybody else, you know, and that goes for both programs. And all these businesses are doing is just asking for you to come in and maybe do some business with them or talk to them. You know, each one of these businesses has been vetted by Steve Greeley, our GM, our owner. He doesn't let them come on the air if they're not who they say they are. So when we tell you about Laughlin Ranch being number four, they're number four in Arizona. When we tell you about Risen Star training your dogs, that's exactly what they do. So if you ever reach out to any of our customers that sponsor our program, please tell them that you heard it here. Another thing about community calendar, we do our best to get everything on there. But if it doesn't get to me, then I can't share it with you. So if you have something going on, email me, TuneForce, TUNFORSS at gmail.com. Send me your flyer. Send me your press release. And send it to Paul Lavoie. Then we can talk about it on our shows. If we don't get the information, we can't talk about it. And we want to. We want all those events to be successful. That's why we tell you about them. So, and also, check the community calendars. All the cities have a community calendar. All the chambers of commerce have a community calendar. If you're coming up on the weekend and you're bored, go to your city, go to their calendar, and see what there is to do. There's always lots to do. They always try to get stuff out there for the community. All these service organizations, the chambers of commerce, they all are doing a good job for our citizens, I think. And they do it because they want you to enjoy the town and enjoy the services that they provide. All right. Like I mentioned, we're just a couple of minutes away from Paul Lavoie at the top of the hour. He's going to have Speak Out from Lake Havasu City. Who's his guest today? Let's see here. He's got, the Better Business Bureau, and also Connected Computers, I believe. Looks like it. It's an old list. So tomorrow he's got the mayor. Cal Sheehy will be there. And he usually drags somebody from the city council with him. So, once again, I'm going to be off the rest of the week and be back on next Monday starting at noon. So, by all means, everyone, I want you to take care and have a great week. I'll see you back here next Monday.
Got me, baby, I got you. Hey, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. They say our love won't pay the rent before it's earned. Our money's all been spent. I guess that's so we don't have a plot. But at least I'm sure of all the things we got. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.